Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the motion picture shows. This is Doug Loves Motion Picture Shows, coming to you once again from lockdown. It's Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Let's meet our guests. We got Joe Coy, Jessime Peluso, and Amy Miller, everybody.
Yay.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically, starting with first time ever on the show, about time, as far as I'm concerned, it's Joe Coy.
Hello. How are you, Doug?
Hey, dude.
How are you? Thank you so much for letting me on. This is great.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to do it, and we were going to, you were lined up to be doing it for the first time as a guest in front of the audience here in LA. We worked it out a date and everything. But then, of course, that date isn't happening now. I know.
We got to reschedule that. When this lockdown is done, I'm coming on.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely do that. You know, when this lockdown is done.
When this
or it'll never be done.
You know what I mean?
God.
When science and politics start arguing with each other, exactly. Get along.
So true. Hey, when this campaign is over, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, let me tell you, I'm in Vegas, and I'm just going to say it right now, publicly. These people don't give a shit about this virus. People are walking around with no gloves, no mask. There's 1,000 people in Target bumping into each other. It's as if it doesn't exist at all. Like no one here is watching the news. And I'm telling you, I don't get it. I'm really confused, because what I see on the news is one thing, and then I go to Target down the street, and it's like Christmas holidays out there. People are like clamoring to buy and shop.
Yeah, it's it's really strange. I think there's different parts of the country are reacting differently. Like, I feel like part of the problem with Vegas is, you know, once you close down the strip or whatever, everything else is just so suburban and just, you know, looks normal. It probably just feels like it's just attacking old people there, you know?
Yeah.
Are the brothels still open?
Brothels are wide open. It's just if you can finish 6 feet apart, it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I went.
That's so weird.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to finish 6 feet apart. That's it. And we're good. We're good.
I feel like that's how far The Rock shoots when he shoots. It's definitely at least 6 feet. It probably breaks windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You picture that a lot. Yeah.
No, he definitely... He goes out to the kitchen and is halfway through a bottle of Gatorade as he shoots it all across his house.
Yeah. And it goes right through a double pane window too. Something really strong.
Yeah. And then the one sperm that makes it to the egg, it's like the Kool-Aid man, and it breaks through the egg's wall and it's like, yes. I'm here.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm your brother. It says brother. I'm your brother.
Wow, you just made a Kool-Aid man like sound a lot angrier than he normally does. I'm here.
I'm here, brother.
I'm here. I think he says, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother. What are you going to do when this sperm comes looking for you, brother?
Oh, no, that's Macho Man.
Oh, whatever. I think it's all the same.
Do you guys think sperms are out of breath, or the one sperm is out of breath when he reaches the egg? Is it like, oh, fuck, that was so far?
Oh, and he that's funny. And he tells the story. There's a billion of us just dead. It's just me.
We got to make this work, you bitch. We
got to make it work.
It's just me. I made it all this way. I lost my dog a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that the process starts with a sperm calling the egg a bitch.
It's really reflective of my dating past, huh, Amy?
Jessamy Peluso is here.
Hey! I feel like I've seen you more in quarantine than in our whole friendship life.
Yeah, it has brought us closer together.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to this thing ending so I don't have to see you anymore.
Me too.
This is your like fifth time on the show, I think.
Yeah. I'm hoping I get like a jacket or something in the mail. Is there like a club jacket? Like a sweet members only jacket?
There isn't anything. When you get to 10 episodes, you have to buy me something.
Oh, I know what I'm going to get you. I already know. It's green and mean. It'll make you see the galaxy.
Also joining us today. Wait, I fucked up the alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever. The most frequent guest, at least today anyway, her 50th appearance, it's Amy Miller.
Hello. It's not really 50. You haven't been counting, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Feels like 100.
Oh, you think so? You think you're more in the 100 range? I've done over 1,200 episodes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know how many it's been. That was just a joke about how it like feels like longer time
with you
than it has been.
1,200 episodes, that's 1,200 times that I was a little sad in my heart because Joe Coy wasn't on.
Oh. You're a sweetheart. You always
finally.
Hey, I gotta tell my Doug Benson story.
Oh no.
up and coming college gig, like, well, I don't even know what there's a called anymore. NACA, I think, is what it was called in Nashville.
Yeah.
It was like, I was like the up and coming comic, and I went to the convention, and I remember going to Zany's. My agent knew you, Doug, and I was like, I got to meet Doug. And we went, and you were sitting by the bar about to go on. And I'm telling you, man, you were the nicest person I ever met, man. That was my first time meeting you. You bought me a drink. You probably don't remember. You were so fucking high, Doug. But I just want you to know, it's so cool when people are coming up and they get to meet, like, you know, their inspirations. And you know, we're nervous when we do, but you were so nice and gracious. So thank you. I always wanted to say that to you. So there you go. Now I'm on the show and I did it.
Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah.
I can tell you were new because you talked to someone right before they were about to go up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he bought me a beer. He's like, hey, look, kid, drink this. I'll be back.
He literally was like, hold my beer, kid.
Yeah, hold my beer.
Hey, before you go on stage, could you give me the 50 basic rules of stand-up comedy?
real quick, before you go on stage, can you tell me what got you into comedy?
Oh, that was great.
How do you describe your act?
That's so funny.
Okay, so that concludes most frequently asked questions of comedians, and now we are moving into the part of the show where we're gonna play some games.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let the games begin. I like to say. We're going to start with a new game. So that puts you all on the same level. Nobody's played this before. The game is called Fight or Flight.
Ooh.
Fight or Flight.
Sounds exciting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys going to fight or flight? And I'm going to go to you individually. And we're not going to fuck up the alphabetical order this time. Starting with Joe. And I'm going to name an actor. And you tell me if that actor was in Fight Club or Flight with Denzel Washington or both.
Okay.
So you got to say Fight Club, Flight, or both.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll start with you, Joe.
Let's go.
All right. Tell me, Fight Club, Flight, or both, an actor named Ezra Buzzington.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. There's someone named Ezra Buzzington. And they were in Fight Club, Flight, or both. You have a 1 in 3 shot.
To get this right.
Of getting this right without knowing, having any idea who Ezra Buzzington is.
And Ezra Buzzington is definitely a human or an animated person. or from Middle Earth.
Are there animated people in Fight Club and Flight?
Yeah, so
I don't
cool.
know, man. Is this person from Middle Earth?
I don't understand.
Ezra Buzzington is a wizard. Ezra Buzzington has potions in a backpack.
A satchel.
Ezra Buzzington eats raw oats uncooked. Ezra Buzzington makes wool.
He's definitely homeschooled.
What's the family name is Buzzington? It's like, well, we gotta pick a first name. It's got a Z in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It sounds like yeah, a
okay.
Last
one
name
more. One more.
Pencil.
One more. Doug. One more. Ezra Buzzington eats whole milk out of a wooden pail.
Eats it.
Yeah, eats it because it's thick. It's curdled.
There's
stuff in it. All right, I'm going to say Ezra Buzzington is definitely an actor that had to have been in a movie very deep and dark, like Fight Club.
That is correct.
Yes. Ooh, good job.
Yeah Ezra definitely. Buzzington was in Fight Club.
Yes.
eating whole milk.
Eating whole milk with a spoon.
Eating it.
All right, it's your turn, Amy.
Okay.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, it's your turn, Amy. All right, I'm going to go with Fight Club, Doug.
Amy.
Let me put this cup down. I've just eaten some milk.
Ezra Buzzington. Well,
really want to see
Buzzington chews their milk.
Yeah.
Yes, Doug.
Stop chewing your dairy. Answer me. Jared Leto.
Let's Fight Club.
I called him Jared Leto for years before we knew better.
I think he's only in Fight Club. I only saw Flight once.
Is that your final answer?
Leto. Yeah, Fight Club.
Fight Club is correct.
Ooh. Man, that was stressful.
I know.
All right, it's Jessie Mae's turn. You thought listening to Amy play was stressful. Wait till you try it.
Rude.
Oh, Fight Club, Flight, or both? Meatloaf.
Oh, fuck you.
And it doesn't count if it was served on the flight in the movie.
Ezra Buzzington eats raw meatloaf.
He would never do that.
Yeah.
He would do anything, but he won't do that.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm done. No. Oh, fuck. Meatloaf. Okay. It's one. How do we play this again?
You got to pick one. Fight Club, Flight, or both.
Okay. I'm going to say, oh man, I don't really remember. I feel like it was, I'm going to say both, just because I'm so unsure. And I'm
that
here.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
yeah.
I am jumping. I am swan diving off of my patio right now.
Oh boy.
Well, you know, of course, Meatloaf was just in Fight Club. And he, you know, he had enormous boobs. You remember that part?
Yes!
All right. We're back to you, memory. Joe.
Yes, I'm ready. Am I leading?
You get the next one. Joe has one. Amy has one. Jess May still has a chance. Joe, which one or both was, did this actor appear? Scotch Ellis Loring.
What? What is that? What was that?
The name is.
What the fuck was that?
The name is Scotch Ellis Loring.
Scotch Ellis Loring is a detective on a train.
No relation to Ezra Buzzington.
Yeah. Scotch, what is it? Scotch Ellis?
Scotch Ellis Loring.
Scotch Ellis Loring wears a trench coat with shoulder pads.
Sounds like a delicious cocktail.
Yeah. Scotch Ellis Loring loves shepherd's pie for lunch.
For lunch.
For lunch.
Yeah, I heard if you bring it to him for dinner, he spits on it and walks away.
Yeah, yeah. Scotch Ellis Loring has calloused feet and can walk rugged terrain.
Oh, God.
I'm done. Scott, what the? Who is Scotch Ellis Loring? Doug?
It's somebody who is in either Fight Club or Flight or both.
Okay, I'm going to. Scotch was definitely in Flight.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
God damn it. I was going to say Fight Club. I was going to say it. I was going to say it.
Yeah, got to go with your gut. He was in Fight Club.
Oh, man. Ooh. I thought it was a trick question.
All right, Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fight Club, Flight, or both? Brad Pitt.
Fight Club.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm insulted you're giving me the easy ones.
What have you been giving you? This is not, I don't know what order this is going to happen.
I see what you're doing.
I don't know what order things are going to happen. All right, so Amy, you got 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
Jess May, you go first on this one. You need to get in here.
Get in there. Ready?
Okay.
Ed Norton.
Why is everybody laughing?
Edward Norton.
I know he was in Fight Club for sure.
100.
100%.
100%.
I do know I have had daydreams of him being inside orifices of mine, but on a, you know, a very healthy emotional level.
I've had the same dream.
When you're
like cleaning your ears or something?
Yeah. Home Alone with her Ezra Buzzington. Ed Norton.
Oh my God, that's a great, Ezra Buzzington's a great dildo name.
Yeah.
What? It is.
So classy.
It sounds like a Scandinavian dildo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
And the plug, you don't have an outlet because you're in the U.S. So once it's dead, it's dead.
Gotta get a dongle.
Yeah, yeah.
A dongle.
So you're saying it's disposable.
Yeah, it's disposable.
Disposable dildo.
Yeah. You just have a trash can. You just have a trash can filled with them.
Disposable dildo or Diplo for sure.
Yeah.
Then Elon Musk uses them to make the next Tesla.
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
Oh wait, I have to answer. Okay, I didn't. Oh, yeah. I know.
You're right. He's in Fight Club. You're right.
But I can't recollect. Was he on the plane when it flipped in flight?
Who? Ed Norton?
Yeah.
Ed Norton just sitting back there in coach.
Was he an extra? Was he in a suit? I just imagine him in a suit in that movie. I'm gonna just say Fight Club.
Okay, that's correct.
Yes, son of a bitch.
Back to you, Joe.
Yes, I'm ready to win.
Fight Club, Flight, or both? Tamara Tooney.
Tamara Tooney is a small, very attractive bunny rabbit. Tamara Tooney lives in a water tank with the Warner Brothers logo on it.
No, dude, she's the Canadian mascot for $2 coins.
Oh my God. Tamara Tooney? Who the fuck are these people?
They're people that are either in Fight Club or
Fight Club Flight. Or Flight or both. Tamara Tooney was definitely in Flight. She was a flight attendant in the plane.
Whoa.
Yeah, I remember her.
No.
That was good. That was a good guess because she was one of the flight attendants. It's true.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's true. Okay. All right, Amy.
I'm ready.
This is for the win, Amy. You can win this game, and who knows what'll happen to you after you win this game. It's anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Gives me anxiety.
James Badge Dale.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say both.
Oh.
Doug.
He was in. He was in Flight.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Man.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's what you call a choke.
Yeah. That was a chode choke.
That was a choke. That was for the win.
How dare you?
Oh.
I tried.
Are you ready, Jessamay?
I am built ready.
Jessamy works in a field and she makes syrup.
Oh my God, you need to make this a thing, Joel. This is so good. You just get names.
Yes. I love it.
I do work in a field.
It's so namist.
It is real. Chilqua is so namist. We should boycott his shows. He's red. Becky eats hummus.
Yes, she does. With her index finger.
Oh my God. Oh wait, did I get a name? I'm sorry. I digress.
Jessamy always wants a tall glass of lemonade, and before she drinks it, she says, I'm parched. That's all. Only a Jessamy would say that.
I say I'm parched. That's funny.
I knew it!
I'm fucking good.
I'm so good.
My God, you're like the John Edwards of name guessing.
Oh, I'm so good.
All right, Jessamy, here's the name.
I'm ready, Dr. Doug.
Becky Finger.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
I'm joking. I'm just joking around.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not flight or flight, it's finger.
Are you ready, Jessamy?
I am, Doug.
Okay, John Goodman.
Ooh.
Both. Mm-hmm. What was that noise?
What is that?
Sorry, you guys.
It's a small pachyderm. You're incorrect, Jessamy.
Doug. You're incorrect.
Yeah. He was just in Flight Club. I mean, just in, wait, who did I say? Goodman? Yeah, he was just in Flight. Okay, Flight only. Flight only, no club. He can only fly the plane. He can't go into the club lounge.
Yeah.
Joe, for the win.
Oh, this is so good.
Which of those movies or both had Piers Morgan?
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a tough one. The reason why it's tough is I know who that is. And two, I don't remember him in either one of those fucking movies.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say Flight.
That is correct.
Yes!
Oh!
Nice.
This game is rigged.
No, man, it's not. I'm just good.
He's so good.
I'm a gambler.
You have the gift, man.
Come in.
All right, we're going to go. We'll be back with one more game, the big game, to determine our winner today. This was just a warm up. We'll be right back after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. That wasn't so bad. That was fast, right? I mean, would you guys buy all that stuff that I talked about and that we had ads for?
I'm already logging in and buying them, yeah.
We got it all.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it sounds perfectly geared to the people that listen to this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't wait till my new galactic colored butt plug comes in. Excited.
All right. Well, if you're just going to make stuff up, then you're missing my point. Let's play Supersized. I'm super excited for it. Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Ooh.
Joe, this is a game that we play on the show all the time, but with a wrinkle. I made it even bigger.
Okay.
The three of you are each going to name one actor or actress from the history of cinema, the likes of which you think you know many of the movies that they were in by their correct titles.
Mm-hmm.
Each of you will pick somebody, but then all four of us, myself included, will take turns naming movies that all three of those people are in, not necessarily together. I'm just saying you can pick from any of those three people.
Okay.
Okay.
And whoever lasts the longest, if you can't think of one, you're out. Whoever lasts the longest is the winner today.
Okay. Are these going to be real actors or some more Buzz Carringtons again or whatever they're called? Buzz Lightyears. I forgot the guy's name already.
Listen, Joe, I'm not going to hold it against you if an actor you think you know well is Ezra Buzzington.
Okay, Ezra Buzzington, okay.
I feel like you only know one or less of the movies that he's been in.
Wow.
Well, he said Buzz Carrington. We all know that guy does the morning news in L.A. We all know Buzz Carrington.
Back to you in the studio, Buzz. I'm not in the studio today. I'm at home by a fire. Where are we? What's happening? Oh, so, Joe, the idea is you pick an actor that you think you know a lot of their movies.
Okay.
And Amy and Jessamy are going to do the same. We'll start with you, Joe. Just name any actor or actress.
Okay.
You know, it's a strategy thing, you know, it's like,
I gotta make sure it's somebody I'm familiar with.
Yes.
And not the world.
Cause these other two names, they may be Ezra Buzzingtons for all you're ready to know.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Who you got?
Oh, man. Now I'm questioning myself. All right. You ready? I'm ready.
Yeah. Who is it?
Wesley Snipes.
Ooh.
Interesting. That's a real interesting pick.
Blockbuster actor from the 90s. You know what I mean? This guy had major hits. Some are blockbusters.
Yeah, you don't need to help your opponents by describing things he's done.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, then I'm not going to tell you that he's also a black actor.
I was thinking of somebody else.
So who's going first?
Amy. Now we still going to get Amy's choice.
Okay, I choose Corey Feldman.
Wow.
Wow.
I think I know all five of those.
Nasty. Yeah, that's a tricky one. Okay, and Jessamy?
Oh, man. This is terrible. This is really... I'm going to have to choose... I feel like Joe Coy in this scenario. I feel like I'm going to say it and everyone's going to know. But I'm just going to go with it because it's my heart.
Yes. Go with your heart.
I'm going to go with my heart and I'm going to say Jim Carrey.
Ooh. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a long game.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Feldman's in there to balance it out.
I think we have a nice potpourri of actors right now.
Yes.
Okay, so just keep in mind, you have to give the correct title of a movie that has any of those three gentlemen in it, Wesley, Corey, or Jim. I'm going to play two. I'll go between Jessamy and Joe. But you're up first, Joe. Give me a movie with one of those people in it.
I'm going to say Lost Boys.
Yeah, ooh. See, look at you cherry picking the good ones from somebody else's.
That's right.
Selection.
I'm playing my cards.
Yeah, Amy, what do you got? What do you how are you gonna get him back with some snipes?
I'm gonna go Blade.
Ah, oh! That's such a great movie.
So good.
Good movie.
Oh,
I thought that was gonna be my hidden gem right there.
No, that's the first one.
Mm.
That's what you think of when you think of Wesley Snipes. Oh, you,
that, okay, okay. I always think of Passenger 57. What? Oh, damn it. I just gave it up. I'm sorry. I'm really screwing this game up.
Yeah, you got to wait your turn, Joe.
Yeah, I got to wait my turn.
Yeah, and I'm playing too, so.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jessamay, what's yours?
Yeah. Dolomite.
Full title.
Oh God.
Dolomite is what?
Dolomite is my name.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you got it.
I panicked. Thank you for the Alex Trebek layup.
Okay, my turn. I'm gonna say Blade 2.
Oh, you fucker.
Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Okay, now it's your turn, Joe.
I'm going to say The Mask.
Ooh.
Going for some Jim Carrey early on.
There we go.
Okay, Amy.
Let's knock that little dictionary's worth.
I'm going to say White Men Can't Jump.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. Man.
I think she's.
I mean, is there ever a time when you don't say that?
Was she naming a movie or just was she being cruel?
Yeah, she's just being cruel.
She's just making a statement.
Just letting Doug know.
Before we continue on with this game, White Men Cannot Jump. Now let's proceed. Passenger 57.
Stop saying that.
Stop saying that. Okay. Jessamay?
Passenger 57.
Nice.
Yeah, you might as well, right?
Like no one's used it yet.
I feel like I heard that.
Just keep saying it. Okay, so for me, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to go with The Fan.
Ooh.
Ooh. Whoa.
De Niro. That's
De Niro and Snipes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
It's a deep cut.
Yeah, that is. God.
You just wait.
My turn, right? All right, I'm ready.
Give it to us, Joe.
Dumb and Dumber 2, T-W-O.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well,
good job.
Nice way to circumvent the true Dumb and Dumber.
There you go.
What's Amy going to say?
I'm going to say Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
Wow. Again, Amy is not playing the game. She's just thanking people and saying racist terms.
Yeah, 100%.
Does she have the rules, Doug, or did you invite a hateful person?
I just want to say White Men Can't Jump and Tu Wong Fu, okay? Thanks for everything.
All right, Jessamay.
Can we name names of movies of the people we chose too?
Yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, beautiful movie.
Wow.
All right, good. I'm gonna say. I'm gonna go ahead and say Dumb and Dumber.
Nice. God, you're the king at this, aren't you, Doug? All right, I'm gonna go with Goonies.
The Goonies.
Ooh.
Can I also do Corey Feldman?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is all three names are up for grabs the whole time.
Okay, Stand By Me.
Ooh.
We're almost done with Corey Feldman.
That's a solid Feldman right there.
Yep.
Which is what I say after I take a particularly good shit.
Aw. Hasn't he been through enough?
Yeah. Look at that solid Feldman. No, just Feldman more is just a general nerdy kind of sounding name.
What classic great movies, timeless classics right there, though.
Yeah.
My son watched those, and he loves all three. He can't get enough of those movies. We'll never get old.
Yeah.
Wait, whose turn is it? Who said stand by me? Who said stand by me?
Amy.
Again, now she's just lonely, you know?
Enough with the statements and the requests, Amy.
No.
Jessie May.
I don't know if this is right, and I'm going to put it out there.
Don't do this to me.
Dream.
Say it.
Okay. Dream. Yeah. Dream a little dream.
Yes.
That was pretty much the end of Feldman right there.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Well, I think Michael Jackson was the end of Feldman.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Wow, right in the gut right there. That was right in the gut.
That's rough.
Also Charlie Sheen.
Ooh, really?
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to cheer up Corey a little bit by bringing up probably maybe a happier memory for him. Gremlins.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
All right. Is it me now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, all of the Feldman movies are... Oh, no! Don't do that! No. Don't do that!
That's Corey Feldman calling you.
Corey Feldman. That was good. All right. Every single Feldman movie is amazing. Timeless hits. And this is one of my favorites, The Lost Boys.
Oh,
somebody already said that a million years ago.
Yeah, really? That's how this game started.
It was shit.
Really? It started with Lost Boys?
Yeah, it was your first guess.
I didn't remember that either.
I don't remember that. I think you two are high.
Yeah, you guys are you guys are on to something. There's a little thing happening here. You guys are joining
hands. I don't think that was the first one.
You said it. We're recording this.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote it down. But yeah, you're right though. Maybe. Yeah, I think that was the first one you named.
All right. Well, do I get a second chance or am I out of the game?
No, you can go again.
Okay.
Telling you it's already been said. You can say tiles have been said before because I'm not trying to run a memory game here.
I hear you. I'm gonna go with Mo Betta Blues.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wesley Snipes is in that?
Yeah, he was the trumpet player. He was the saxophone player.
Yep, you're right.
Denzel was the trumpet player.
Yep. Okay, Amy.
I'm going to say My Truth, : The Rape of Two Corys.
What? Oh,
my God.
Wow.
I'm just trying to get the word out. It's $20 on his website. You can watch it.
No, does this whole moment come down to this? Is this what this is all about?
All right.
I just think people need to know.
Okay.
I'm sure after being in prison, Wesley Snipes has some good stories too.
I meant to say My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys, starring Wesley Snipes.
Oh, God. Okay, so Jessime, you're up after Amy's great answer.
Well, this only played in a small festival, but it's called My Truth, How I Was Raped by Wesley Snipes, Jim Carrey, and Corey Feldman.
That's a good one. I saw that. That's free also on Hulu.
I was thinking that there wasn't a movie that had all three of those guys in it.
I know.
It turns out, not only is there a movie with all three of them, but all three of their names are in the title.
Yeah. Yes. It's a thought piece.
So exciting. You don't have any guesses for Wesley or Corey or Jim?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for Ace Ventura. I mean, come on.
Oh, right.
What Pet Detective. He's a pet detective, Doug.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just needed you to remind me.
Okay.
I like to call him a pet dick.
He's also disposable and in the trash can right now.
Mm-hmm.
What does a guy named Ace Ventura do, Joe?
Ace Ventura runs betting odds in Vegas.
He has an unauthorized AT&T dealership.
Yes. Whose turn is it? Okay. Is it my turn?
It's my turn. I was just, you know, just sitting back and enjoying the comedy. I'm going to say
Ace Ventura has a book called A Thousand Card Tricks by Ace Ventura.
I'm going to say Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Ooh.
The second installment.
I Chicago.
When are they going to end the trilogy?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good question.
Mm.
Back to you, Joe.
I'm going to go real quick on this one. Me, Myself, and Irene.
Nice.
Ooh.
One of my favorites, by the way.
So good.
I'm going to say The Truman Show.
Ooh, man. That's.
I thought Joe saying Me, Myself, and Irene was just him listing off the three people that have confidence in him.
Who the fuck is Irene?
I don't know. I don't really talk to her anymore.
I don't know, but he counted himself twice, so that makes me laugh. All right, so, okay, that's a good answer. Amy, what was your answer? I'm sorry.
Well, I said The Truman Show, which I think might not be right.
Why is that wrong?
Truman Show.
Because it's just Truman Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know on that one. I could go either way. Yeah. I will say it's just May's turn.
Okay. I will say The Cable Guy.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's nice.
Ben Stiller's directing debut.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's this title that I'm thinking of is just a fact. Maybe the latest pictures from the Pentagon, maybe those spaceships will help fill us in.
Are you skipping Joe Coy now?
No, it's Doug's turn.
No, it's Doug's turn.
It's my turn.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
I was doing a super long setup that now is really, really long.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, wow. Good one.
Wow, deep cut.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm about.
Oh, I got one. I got one on you, Dougie B.
Oh, man. Would you believe I'm the one that called out Wesley Snipes and I don't know any other movie?
You just got excited because he's your hero.
Yeah. What the hell? Oh, come on. Oh, I got one. Wesley Snipes, Jungle Fever.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Man, that came out of nowhere.
That was every white dad's horror movie.
Hey, so is it true that when you get jungle fever, there's also chills and a dry cough?
Oh,
it's mostly pretty fun.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
You got jungle fever.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with License to Drive.
Nice.
Get
very good.
Movie head. Amy Miller's an undercover movie head.
Yeah.
I'm going to go deep, deep cut. I'm going into the archives. And it is bitten. Once bitten.
Stop talking. What are you talking about?
I love it.
You guys are rude.
What are you talking about?
You guys
He's
are
in
all
a movie.
Rude.
Jim Carrey played a vampire in a movie called Once Bitten.
Yes.
And she just dug
oh,
around
that's
her.
Right. He was. That was a deep cut.
That was his first movie.
That's right.
It was up there. Yeah. Okay. My turn.
I'm just bitten. I'm glad I didn't say just bitten. Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to say for a Feldman, motion picture, one called The Burbs.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's good. Oh, man, this is going to suck. Because I know the movie, I just don't know the damn name. I don't know how to say it. Man, it's got, well, all the 90s actor superstars in it. The, oh my God. What is it called? It's such a hard,
Do you feel like we need you here?
Can I get a, do I have a lifeline or no? That's the wrong.
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know, what's it called when you don't need somebody?
Oh.
Oh, no. Is it? Come on, Joe. Oh, man. And you know what sucks? I don't even have a Jim Carrey or a Corey Feldman movie right now. This is all I got right now.
It's tough. This game is not easy.
Oh, man. Come on. Hold on.
Go through the alphabet.
I think it starts with a P. You know what I'm talking about, right? It has all the action stars in it.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I even gave you a good clue.
Say the clue again.
What do you call somebody that nobody needs them for anything?
Ooh.
Dad?
Circle gets a square.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't want to get out of this game. I'm better than this.
We had such a good time with you, Joe.
And hold on.
There's a lot of Jim Carrey left. A lot.
There is, huh?
There's so much Jim Carrey on the table.
All right,
there's
hold on.
So much. There's
Why
so
am I having
much.
A brain fart right now? All right, let me just go to Jim Carrey then.
Because the pressure is
on.
Oh,
I got it. I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Expendables.
That's correct.
Ooh.
Nice.
Dude, that was driving me crazy.
That must have felt good.
Yeah, that felt good.
Okay, I'm going to say Liar, Liar.
Damn it.
I was going to ask Amy to be more dramatic about it, and then you jumped in.
Damn. How did I forget that?
I know, it's one of the greats. The outtakes in that movie alone are a movie.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to go.
See those.
Yeah, they're those great.
To go.
A yes, man.
Oh, fuck.
Another great movie with a mystical force guiding him.
I thought of the movie you were thinking of when you were trying to think of Expendables, but you thought of a P word.
What was it?
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, shit. Whoa.
Wow, I didn't even think of that at all because I didn't. What is that?
It's a Jim Carrey movie where he has a bunch of
penguins. Oh, that's right.
It's Joe Exotic's new park.
That's right. I got one.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
Because right when you, I'm going to say Bruce Almighty, E?
Yeah.
Great.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Almighty?
Yeah, because I wasn't sure. Because I know there's two of them. Okay. Is there one with Steve Carell?
Yeah, he's Evan.
Evan Almighty, that's right.
Amy. Okay, I'll make this one more dramatic. I'm going to go with starring Wesley Snipes.
No way.
Passenger 57.
Oh, that's right. No one said it. Oh, no. Doug said it.
Oh, I said it.
Did?
We all said it.
You're not going to believe it. We all said it.
I think we all should get one. We all get one for that.
Okay, I have another one.
Oh, boy.
New Jack City.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. Wow.
That's good. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're so pretty.
I didn't
pretty.
Know. I just saw so many Wesley Snipes movies.
I'm gonna go with a fresh cut Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
current carry.
Yeah, current load.
I'll throw in semi-recent Kick-Ass 2.
What
who's
the in, fuck is
who's
that?
In that?
Jim Carrey.
What?
Yeah, he's a new character. He's not in Kick-Ass 1. He's in Kick-Ass 2. And I thought he was great in it.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Movie's a little uneven, but he's really good at it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Batman 3.
Great.
Nailed it.
Is that the name of it?
That's not at all. No. We're going to give it to you because you were so confident. And enthusiastic.
What is the name of it? What is it?
It's not Batman 3.
Well, it was the third one, wasn't it?
It's a word.
You mean it was Batman then?
Oh, Batman Returns. No, it didn't have that.
There was Batman.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Carrey.
Well, yeah. Now you're talking two different movies.
No, that's the one with Batman.
No, Schwarzenegger was Mr.
They all
Freeze.
Have Batman.
Schwarzenegger was in Batman and Robin. And Jim Carrey was in
Batman and Robin.
No.
Like, if you want Batman to just go on and on and on.
Batman Forever. Batman.
Is that your final answer?
Batman on and on? Batman keeps going. Batman. Oh, fuck, man.
Come on, Doug.
You said it right the first time.
Oh, Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I meant to say originally.
Yeah. Great job.
So good.
That was great.
God, I got excited when I said Batman 3, by the way.
Yeah. No, you really thought that
it was adorable. It was the way a kid would answer.
It was so cute.
All right. Back to you, Amy.
Okay, I'm going to say Friday the 13th, the final chapter.
Jesus.
Which I only know because I watched it last night.
Who's in there?
She's a cinema Corey sniper. Feldman.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that's
that.
That's right.
You saved that one till now?
Yeah.
Nice. She's a sniper.
That's impressive.
Well, no one was going to say it besides you, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I might not have come up with that one. That's a good one. Because I know he was in one of them. But I might not have remembered which one.
There's only two people that would have got that answer. That's you and Google.
Yeah.
I watched Absolutely. It last night.
And that's a good one. Good job.
Doug,
after you, I'm done. I'm having the total brain fart right now.
I think Amy and I should get into pool sharking people, first of all. And I'm going to go with How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, so good.
Wow, that's a good one.
Very good.
Was Wesley in a Christmas movie? No.
I wish.
But Jim Carrey was the voice of Horton Hears a Who.
Oh.
Damn it. Oh, this is going to suck now. Wesley. What did Wesley? Oh. Come on.
Did you know it was originally going to be Horton Hears the WHO, and it was about this elephant who respects that agency that safety card for his diseases throughout the world? Yeah.
That movie was funded by Bill Gates. Oh, man, come on. I got to have something. Jim Carrey. What's a Jim Carrey movie?
So many left still that he's been in.
Really?
Yeah, that was that one. Yeah.
Is there a movie called Seven?
There is, but who do you think is in it?
Was it Jim Carrey?
No.
No, but he was in a movie with a number, wasn't he?
Okay, let's go through him. Was he in a movie called One? No.
No.
Was he in Two? No. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I can't wait to steal that one because you're not
going
to
think of it.
27? Ooh. Am I close?
Define close.
You asshole. Is it a number? It's a number, right?
Is what a number?
Oh, fuck you, Doug. Come on. I'm having a brain fart, you guys. Wesley Snipes.
Why don't you just tell the story when we first met again?
That was a good story, by the way.
You went from that to fuck you.
I know, that's right. I love you too much.
But yeah, this game is really, really tough. It's hard with the pressure on.
And I'm going to be mad because you guys are going to name stuff off. And I'm going to be like, ah.
Not that many. We don't have that much time.
I'm going to have to.
All right.
Withdraw.
Aww. Good job.
Good job, Joe.
Damn it.
You crushed it.
Back to you, Amy.
Man, what was that movie?
Okay, well.
I'll say it.
I know that Corey Feldman was in the following Friday the 13th, which is called Friday the 13th, number 5.
What is happening?
Are you serious?
I don't know what it's called, but.
We already said
it was called Friday the 13th forever.
We already said the one that he did.
No, he's in 2.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. I just watched this movie last night. He becomes murdery at the end of number 4, and then in number 5,
whoa,
he kills somebody.
I had no idea he was in any of those.
Yeah,
but I think it's. I don't know.
But you don't know what it's called, though.
Maybe like something about starting over, a beginning,
a new beginning, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. All right, Jessamay.
Do I get that?
No, it's all on you, Jessamay.
Oh, man, it's all on me. You know, I thought I had a lot more in my repertoire here. I know there's so many more Jim Carrey movies. I feel we did.
Give one more.
He was in that Numbers movie.
Yep, and that's what I'm going to say when it's my turn.
Murder by Numbers.
No.
Fuck. What's it called?
It's called Amy Miller. You get to win.
Yay!
Wow, what is it? What was it what called?
But the movie's called The Number 23.
Yeah, oh, The Number 23.
You're so close.
Oh. Yeah.
What an exciting finish. That was amazing.
That was good.
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything to plug? Joe Coy, you got anything going on people should check out?
I'll be at Target probably 3 o'clock this afternoon on Fort Apache.
Just and, people.
Yeah, that's about it, man.
Amy Miller, what's going on?
Oh, just listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? That's it.
Okay.
Amy Miller is known for drinking pitchers of beer at a local pub and grub somewhere in Minnesota.
That one's just true. This is rude.
Jessamay Peluso.
Amy Miller can squat thrust her own weight over her head.
Yes. Yes.
Very strong woman.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can, I just started a Patreon page. Subscribe to my Patreon. I'm doing exclusive content for my Sharp Tongue podcast on there. And I also do Weeds Day every Wednesday to raise awareness for Alzheimer's. We get high and pontificate about life, and I answer questions. We have a lot of fun.
That's nice.
And that's on Instagram.
I'll be on that.
Yeah, come through. I would love for you to come through.
For sure.
I miss you, Joe. I'm so happy for you.
You guys are all, you're all so much fun. So great to have all of you here. Don't forget to follow at Doug Loves Movies on Twitter. We got a Doug Loves Movies Twitter account now. So that's got all the specific Doug Loves Movies news you can use. And thank you one more time to Joe Coy, Amy Miller, and Jessamay Peluso. As always.
Doug.
Thanks. As always, positive energy.
Yes.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold.
prowess makes him cocky.